Coming up on episode number 865, by suggestion from a listener, we are going to do a tribute show for the Avengers. How is it possible to do a cover song show related to the Avengers? Well, you'll hear songs about the Avengers. You'll even hear songs by the Avengers. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, May 1st, 2012. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville Tonight, focusing on the Avengers, the big film coming out this weekend. And you may be saying to yourself, all right, you know, that's a movie. Hasn't even come out yet, Brian. And how are you going to do covers of songs related to that movie? Well, I'm going to tell you. Big thanks, by the way, for the suggestion for this episode from listener Rack Shatner in the Tadpool. Let's start things off with a cover of a band called The Mighty Avengers. This is a group called The Lonely Boys and their cover of So Much in Love, which was originally released by a power pop band called Mighty Avengers. It came out in 2008. Here are The Lonely Boys.
Thank you. Broken, you'll come to me. I would always
from their album First Band on the Moon from 1996. Those are the Cardigans and their cover of Iron Man. You know, the Cardigans actually started out in clubs as a Black Sabbath cover band, believe it or not. Right there, proof, their cover of Iron Man. That one going out to Cameron, who requested it. Cameron is also in the Tadpool as AIE INR. Thank you for that suggestion. Great, great suggestion. One of the best covers of Iron Man, I think, that exists. Before that, Catch Me Now, I'm Falling, originally by the Kinks, covered there by the Goo Goo Dolls on a very hard-to-find album that they released only on their website called Something for the Rest of Us. You can only buy that from their website. You can't find it in record stores. Includes that cover of the Kinks' Catch Me Now I'm Falling, which, of course, mentions Captain America quite prominently. Before that, a cover of the Alan Parsons Project song Hawkeye, that performed by a group called MASS, Mass, from their 2011 album Mysteria. And we start off the set with The Lonely Boys from their self-titled and only album, a cover of So Much in Love, which was originally written by Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, never recorded by the Rolling Stones. But it was recorded by the Mighty Avengers, as well as The Inmates, a song called So Much in Love. Now, the band, The Lonely Boys, doesn't exist. I'm here to tell you that that band doesn't exist. It's actually one of those fictional bands. There's a Swedish author, Mats Olsson, who wrote a book called The Lonely Boys. And in it, there is a band from the south of Sweden called The Lonely Boys, the title of the book. Is the name of the band. And Per Gessle, who is half of the band Roxette, was asked by the author to write a soundtrack to go along with the book. And so he created The Lonely Boys, the band, and a one and only debut album by a band that was made to sound like it was from 1965. All originals, all on the album, except for that one track, that one cover of the song written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Really cool cover there of So Much in Love by The Lonely Boys. Really cool how stuff like that comes to be. All right, Coverville today brought to you by, no, not by the Avengers, but by Think Geek, stuff for smart masses. Now, you can go there and get stuff in preparation for going to see the Avengers this weekend or whenever you go see it. For example, what better way to open a bottle of your favorite alcohol than with the Hammer of Thor bottle opener? A 6-inch bottle opener that looks like the Mjolnir, the hammer that Thor wields, opens your favorite icy cold beverage and looks really, really darn cool. You can pick that up for $14.99. It's right now on sale, 17% off for that. Or maybe you want to look like Tony Stark as he's walking around his laboratory. A light-up LED Iron Man shirt that glows with that that circle thing that looks like his repulsor from his costume. That's something else you can pick up. Of course, if you want to pour your beverages into a lovely glass, they have a bunch of Avengers Marvel Comics pint glasses, Captain America's, Iron Man, and then, of course, the whole Avengers in 16-ounce pint glass form. Also really, really cool. Don't put those in the dishwasher, by the way. I'll speak from experience about the arcade glasses where my Centipede and my Tempest are almost completely worn off from being in the dishwasher. Yeah, can't put those in the dishwasher. Got to wash them by hand. Anyway, those are just some of the great things you can pick up at Think Geek, stuff for smart masses, for your favorite superhero-loving mother or daughter or son or husband or wife, whatever. Start out by going to coverville.com, and when you're there, click on the Think Geek link. That'll take you over to their website. You'll be helping me out, and you'll be getting some great stuff from Think Geek, stuff for smart masses. Let's move on to some more of the team members of the Avengers, starting off with Thor and a cover of the Kiss song God of Thunder. Now, this does a little bit of a mashup thing, and I won't spoil it for you. Here is the Black Sweden from their 2000 album Gold with their cover of Kiss's God of Thunder. We'll be right back.
And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times more poisonous than the rattlesnake. And you see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know what I think I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate and possess. Such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. And if I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough! And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor. These words he speaks are true. We're all humanary stew if we don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow. Destroyed, and every girl and boy will learn to be employed. Black Widow,
love me, yes we love me, love him, yes we love him, love me, yes we love him.
Wives he's devoured. He stares with a gleam, with a laugh so obscene, and the children and the virgins he's deflowered.
Pet Shop Boys, It's a Sin, covered by a band called Gamma Ray from their 1999 album Power Plant. Of course, Gamma Rays, the things that gave Hulk his green skin and super strength. That's the connection right there. Before that, Thor, by a group called Therion from their album Crowning of Atlantis, a cover of the song by Manowar. Adrian Smith, one of the guitarists from Iron Maiden, covering Black Widow right before that, a song originally by Alice Cooper. That was a great tune from his Welcome to My Nightmare album, I believe, and it had a great introduction on that album by Vincent Price, who was leading people through the museum and introducing them to the Black Widow. Really, really cool. You'll find that on a 2010 collection called Voices of British Heavy Metal. And we start off the set with The Black from Sweden, or The Black Sweden, as you find their albums listed, from their 2000 album Gold. Yes, that's an ABBA reference. It's a mashup of Kiss's God of Thunder in honor of Thor and SOS, originally by ABBA, or ABBA. I guess in homage to the cleaning pad, right? God of Thunder and SOS, performed by The Black Sweden. One last set of music to get to, but before we get to that, let's tell you about the last sponsor today for Coverville, Bluehost.com. They are the web host that Coverville has used since it started way back in 2004. Why? Because they offer so much and charge, oh, so very little. Unlimited domain hosting, unlimited gigabytes of hosting space, file transfer, your bandwidth, all that stuff, unlimited. Email accounts, also unlimited. And if you register your domain through Bluehost, they will renew it for you, and you won't have to pay a thing to get it renewed through, you know, like you would with Network Solutions or GoDaddy or whoever. Check it out by going to coverville.com and clicking on the Bluehost link, and you get all that stuff for just $6.95 a month. It looks like they may have another special going on for $4.95 a month. That's incredible. Like the Hulk. It's incredible. Check it out now by going to coverville.com and clicking on the link for Bluehost. So we've done a bunch of songs about and mentioning members of the Avengers, whether it's directly or indirectly. How about some songs by the Avengers themselves, the actors from the forthcoming movie? We'll start off with a cover by Scarlett Johansson, who's going to be playing the, Natasha Romanoff, the Black Widow, from an album she released in 2008, all Tom Waits covers. Here is her cover of I Don't Want to Grow Up.
How do you Christmas. They're cutting down trees, putting up rain, dancing songs of joy and peace. So wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long. Teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Tried hard to help me, put me at ease. Loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Gone, lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long. Teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river. Cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and songs of joy and peace. Oh, wish I had a river I could skate away. Oh, oh.
Some kids, whole mess of them. But for Rose, my wife, kids is for another time. Then one spring, I seen the change in her. Breasts started swelling up. A couple of mornings I hid in the bathroom throwing up. I done seen it in other women before, so I knew. Then one day, Rose said she had to go to Jackson, visit her folks, and she ain't want me to go, so I stayed. know how they talk about a woman having that glow? She ain't have it no more. She done cut it out. Got rid of it. That voice in my head, every time I think it's gone, it comes howling back. Calls me when I'm ailing. Can't find my way home. Lost in the pines. I calls it the black snake moan.
Black snake all in my room. Snake all in my room. Some pretty mama better get this black snake soon.
Samuel L. Jackson, a.k.a. Nick Fury in the upcoming Avengers movie, from the soundtrack to the film Black Snake Moan from 2007. That's his cover of Blind Lemon Jefferson's Black Snake Moan, the title track. Really, really cool. Before that, Tony Stark himself, Robert Downey Jr., also plays Iron Man, or plays Tony Stark, who is Iron Man, from a Christmas CD for Ally McBeal. Called A Very Ally Christmas. Yeah, sorry. At least I didn't play Nevada Shepherd, right? A cover of Joni Mitchell's River, performed there by Robert Downey Jr. And we start off that set with Scarlett Johansson, The Black Widow, covering Tom Waits' I Don't Want to Grow Up from her 2008 album, her tribute to Tom Waits called Anywhere I Lay My Head. Big thanks, by the way, to Rack Shatner for helping dig up a lot of the songs that you heard on today's show. Great, a tremendous help, and was actually the catalyst for me putting this thing together, was actually having his help in tracking down a lot of this music. But in any case, it's over. And that's the over music. Thanks for listening. You want to get in touch with me? Email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com. Your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. There's a search engine there. There's archives of all 865 shows I've done. All that stuff right there at Coverville. Coming up on Thursday, we will have a tribute to James Brown, whose birthday it would have been on Thursday, had he not passed away in 2006. The Godfather of Soul, covers of and by James Brown. That'll be coming up on Thursday. Look for that on the feed. And until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to Frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, there's no need for assembly. No assembly required?
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.